One of the signature events of the annual McCall Winter Carnival are the giant images carved in blocks of snow. But many people don't know that the carnival hosts two separate snow sculpting competitions. One is sponsored by local businesses and teams can use power tools and chicken wire to build their masterpieces. The other contest is the Idaho State Snow Sculpting Championship. This contest is more rigid, no power tools or wire, and the competition can get quite intense. Sculptor Rich Brown is a regular winner. He'll be back again this year, and he competes in Driggs this week at the Teton Valley Great Snow Fest. For his day job, Brown works as a chef in Meridian, but when he's not working in snow, he's carving ice sculptures. He told our Samantha Wright that he's done ice for years, starting in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
I got into ice in hotels, and, you know, we did banquets. In the 80s, we had a seafood buffet every week. We did a prime rib buffet every week. We did a big brunch. Brunch is real big back then, so we did ice all the time. In the hotel, we had a nightclub, and we'd do a happy hour, and we put ice out for that. So I got to do a lot of ice.
And you just picked it up and learned as you went along?
Yeah, pretty much. The first one I did, the chef, he had a block of ice. I had a block of ice, and he did a cut. Then I did a cut. He did a cut. I did a cut. And, you know, learned on the first one, and then, you know, he helped me a lot. And then we had an old book. And it was written in Japanese, but it had pictures, so we could follow it.
When did you decide to try snow sculpting, and when did you go up to McCall?
Well, when I moved here in 2005, then I went up to the carnival in 2006 to see him, and I got in contact with a guy that owns a company here in town, Danny Spangler. He does Ice is Nice. You know, I told him about I did ice, and he goes, well, come out to the shop. So we met, and... And then he needed some help because he was doing a couple sculptures up there. And so he took me along, and I learned a lot.
And you've been doing it ever since?
I have.
Since 2007?
2007. It's a blast.
What was your first sculpture in 2007?
The first one was a giant bear head with a fish in its mouth.
Where do you get your ideas for these snow sculptures?
Well, now it's pretty much the internet. You just Google and just get ideas, you know, pictures that are out there. But I have a list of ideas that I've accumulated on ideas of stuff that I would like to do or might look good in that medium, you know, because it's the size or the snow is, since it's a monochromatic, you know, it's difficult to get... coloring out of it. All you can do is do shade, and you can do some textural difference, you know, a little shinier, a little rougher that way, but you know, those are challenges that you got to deal with. And there's sculptures that you see and you'd like to do something similar, or challenges like, you know, I think feathers are really neat, so I'd like to do something with feathers, eagles, or, you know, an Indian headdress or something like that. That's something that comes to mind that would be challenging.
You've won the Idaho State Snow Sculpting Competition 4 years in a row, is that right?
The last 4 years in a row, yeah.
And you haven't gone on to the national competition.
Well, it's at the same time.
And that's why you haven't gone?
That's the main reason. That, you know, finances, of course, playing part. But, yeah, I'm sure that I would be accepted to go there.
How do you think you'd stand up in the nationals?
Oh, I don't know. Those guys are really good. It'd be fun to go. You know, I'd be honored to just to be able to compete there with them.
And so you're going to be in the snow sculpting competition again in McCall, the state one?
Yes.
And what's on tap, or can you tell me?
You'll just have to come up and see. That means we haven't decided yet.
So is this your first time going to Driggs?
It is.
So we have to wait and see what you're going to come up with.
Well, at Driggs, we've decided we're going to do two, I guess we're calling them snow cranes, two cranes dancing with a moon behind them, kind of a snow moon. So that should be very challenging. You got small legs and big bodies and then wings. So, yeah, that'll be fun. Should be a good competition.
Snow sculptor Rich Brown says he and his two teammates will try for a fifth consecutive win at the State Snow Sculpting Championship in McCall next week. You can see pictures of some of Brown's creations on our website. Just go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.